The Department of Workforce Development has temporarily taken over services for W-2 clients who were at the Milwaukee agency OIC. OIC is closing later this month due to financial scandals. Two other Milwaukee W-2 providers have either shut down or been restructured in the last few years. So Marcus White of the Interfaith Conference of Greater Milwaukee says there should be fundamental reform in how W-2 is run in the state's largest county.
The blueprint for this and the philosophy behind it is 10 years old. So perhaps we're at a time that we need to think about whether this revolutionary new program perhaps could be done a little differently.
Milwaukee County has about 80% of the state's W-2 clients. White says he's encouraged that the Doyle administration is talking about using more W-2 contractors for specific services instead of staying with just a few umbrella agencies that have many responsibilities. Workforce Development Secretary Roberta Gassman explains what may happen.
Whether it's how you assess people who come in the front door, whether it's how you then connect them to services, whether how it's then you see that they're transitioning to employment. When you have large agencies doing all of that, we are looking at, has that led us to some of the challenges that we're facing now? And might there be some innovative ways we can go forward with some additional partners?
The plan may be ready this spring as the state gears up for new W-2 contracts that would start next January. Governor Doyle is also proposing to reduce W-2 funding in the state budget as he pushes to cut the caseload about 25% from the roughly 10,000 families still in the Welfare to Work program. W-2 critics say the state risks pushing more people out on the streets before they're ready. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.